It's the Bee Gees. I've got to get a message to you on ABC Far North at 8 minutes to eight. Now, even though borders are now open and business is almost back to normal across the Far North, when you drive around the Cairns CBD, it's still surprising how many empty shops and for lease signs there still are. Since the beginning of the year, non-for-profit group Renew Cairns has been partnering with CBD landlords and the Cairns Regional Council in a project that is hoping to get artists and businesses to occupy vacant space in the city on a 30-day lease free of charge. And I thought we'd get an update on how things are going. Phil Drury is the Renew Cairns project manager, and he joins me now. Good morning, Phil.
G'day, Phil. How are you doing?
Yeah, well, thank you. For people that don't know, just quickly explain how Renew Cairns works.
Well, in your little lead-up there, it's pretty you got it pretty accurately. So we basically run an expression of interest to get interested and appropriate creative entrepreneurs to engage in the project, and then we negotiate with owners of commercial space to attain their space, and we put the two together. And as you said, it's a 30-day rolling license, so it can be short term. But some of the spaces that we've occupied today, they've been in there for several months, which is great.
So how many empty shop fronts have you placed a new business or a creative into since the beginning of the year?
Okay, well, we've done six to this point. One of those was a short-term activation in the Billabong building in Shield Street, which was some local artists did some work there on a 30-day basis. But the others... So five others, predominantly in Shield Street, which is great because it has been, you know, historically a little bit quiet. There has been some issues in Shield Street, and we've got one on the Esplanade underneath the Mantra Hotel.
Now, you recently did an audit of the CBD. How many shops are currently vacant?
Well, I do what I call a bit of an analog audit. I walk around with my notebook. We've got a really tight project area, Phil. It's only the central CBD core. And there's around about 430 possibilities, if you like, or spaces that we could occupy. And of those, on both occasions, when I did the audit, there was about 82 vacancies on both occasions, which kind of surprised me a bit. I did one in May. And I did one late in August. I'm probably due for another one. So that's the kind of number of this. That's ground level vacancies that exist.
And how many small businesses or startups do you have waiting to get into somewhere?
Oh, there's a supply and demand issue. Yeah. Mate. We've had about 80 expressions of interest, and of those. Some people have gone out and done their own thing and taken up a lease, and a couple of those have been in the CBD, which has been great. So, you know, you could say around the circa 70 mark in terms of, you know, aspiring applicants, and it's a matter of getting the spaces to put people into. That's the challenge.
And what's in it for the landlord? They've got an empty shop front sitting there.
Yeah.
I guess these people want to go in and whether it be setting up a business or a creative or some sort of activation for 30 days for free. What's in it for the landlord?
Well, it's kind of counterintuitive, mate, because what we do, we have a lot of protection for the landlords. It's not just a pop-up where sometimes the landlord can be wondering about things like insurance and so forth. So we've got $20 million public liability and broken glass insurance. The participants pay for their utilities. So effectively, there's not a cost for the landlord. And what it does, and it's been proven because the agents can leave their for sale or for lease signs on the windows. And obviously, they're welcome to bring potential rent-paying tenants through the space. And if you do that in a space that's occupied and active and has got some you know activity going, it's sometimes a lot better than going through an empty vacant space because you know potential tenants can think, oh, you know, gee, this has been vacant for a long time. I wonder why. Is there something wrong with it? Whereas when the spaces are occupied and they're active, it's actually really beneficial for owners. So there's not necessarily any negatives for the owners. It's a great holding pattern for property owners to put someone in, because they know that it's only the maximum, if you like, would be 30 days. Because if they find someone or change their minds or whatever, there's a 30-day notice period, and we move on. So it's got a lot of benefits for owners as well as the participants.
Now, Phil, just really quickly, because we are racing up towards the news, if people, mm-hmm. whether it be a landlord or a creative, wants to get involved, or a real estate agent, how do they get in touch?
Okay, well, they can get in touch with me through Renew Cairns. So if it's a quick Google of Renew Cairns, and all my contact details are there. I can give you my details if someone wanted to contact the station. But it's very straightforward. Also through council. We're separate to council. It's really easy to find us on the socials.
So. Great. Thank you so much. Phil Drury from Renew Cairns, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Phil.
Cheers. That's Phil Drury at Renew Cairns, who is hopefully putting creatives and possible businesses and startups into some